All the articles you have come to love in Equimanagement magazine are now available on the Equimanagement on Audio podcast. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Just search Equimanagement on Audio on your favorite podcast player to listen to all the latest articles.
How to manage horse owner expectations. About fracture repair. Fracture repair in horses has advanced significantly over the past 20 years. Many horse owners, however, still don't understand what's medically possible and that certain fractures, such as simple non-displaced or non-weight-bearing fractures, have good outcomes. They simply assume it's a death sentence for a horse. This is why it's so important for equine veterinarians and surgeons to communicate that not all fractures are the same and treatment success varies widely. Dr. Christoph J. Leischer of Freie Universität Berlin, Germany, described how veterinarians can manage owner expectations about fracture repair during his presentation at the 2025 British Equine Veterinary Association Congress. Early conversations. Your initial communication with the owner of a horse with a fracture must be honest and realistic about the animal's prognosis. For example, survival versus return to function, said Leischer. Be very clear about the implications for the horse's quality of life and welfare. Keep in mind the horse's intended use and what the owner expects for that horse. Cite any literature about return to function for the patient's particular fracture, he said, and provide examples if possible. For instance, you might share that you've repaired 5 similar fractures this year, and 3 of those 5 recovered to a good level of comfort. Remember that not all fractures are the same, however, and that you can't compare outcomes of different types. Be upfront about hospitalization and costs, said Leischer, including length of stay and what it might entail. For example, use of a sling, monitoring for complications, bandage changes. When discussing financial commitments, share the cost of surgery, intensive care for however many days, imaging, and follow-up visits. If the horse is insured, determine how much the insurance company will pay. Then, he emphasized the importance of giving the horse owner a list of estimated costs so there are no surprises. Lastly, talk to the owner about possible complications, including infection risk, implant failure, support limb laminitis, delayed fracture union, and persistent lameness or reduced athletic ability, said Leischer. Making difficult decisions. Have conversations about pursuing fracture repair versus euthanasia properly. Don't just do it while holding a leg or talking to somebody, said Leischer. Lead your clients into a small room, explain everything, show them radiographs, show them bones. Understanding the owner's background, values, and specific circumstances is vital to shaping this dialogue. He said most owners fall into one of 2 categories. Those who see the horse as a beloved partner, but they have financial or emotional limits. Those who insist on treating the horse regardless of cost or prognosis. Leischer said, it's typically easier to come to a decision with owner A once you clearly explain what the procedure entails and its costs. Owner B doesn't want to take no for an answer and can be more challenging to work with. In these cases, Leischer said he takes the following approach that balances realism with compassion. In clearly hopeless cases, communicate firmly and empathetically that all factors are against a successful outcome, and humane euthanasia is the best option. Many people will agree to this if you emphasize it's severe enough. If fracture repair has a slim chance of success, present a conditional plan to attempt perfect reduction and stable fixation, and to contact the owner for permission to euthanize if that does not end up being achievable. In cases with reasonable prognoses, agree to proceed with treatment while ensuring the owner understands the intensity of aftercare and the potential for serious complications. Once you make a decision, review all plans with the owner and referring vet, including the implications of the injury, first aid stabilization, transport logistics, the surgical procedure, and how the horse will be recovered. Also, insist on writing these things down. Provide written instructions and timelines and what's to be expected, said Leischer. Then do regular rechecks and radiographs to track healing. Offer realistic milestones. For example, you might tell the owner if the horse survives 6 weeks, it's a good sign, and you can expect him to be comfortable without painkillers. Or, at 3 months, you should see signs of healing and continuous comfort. When you have this explanation and discussion with the owner, encourage them to ask questions and voice concerns. Lisher added, if recovery does not proceed as hoped, be prepared to bring everyone together and start from scratch discussing quality of life, expenses, and the possibility of euthanasia. In summary, realistic owner expectations are an essential part of treatment. You, as a veterinarian, shape the owner's expectations one way or the other. Be aware of that, said Lisher. Use all the resources you have. For example, scientific evidence of outcomes, consults with specialists, etc., to help horse owners make informed decisions. By aligning veterinary possibilities with owner understanding, we increase the likelihood of a successful outcome and preserve the trust at the heart of the veterinarian-client relationship, he concluded.